Penguin Random House Audio presents White Chrysanthemum by Mary Lynn Brocht. Read for you by Greta Jung. For Nico. It is nearly dawn, and the semi-darkness casts strange shadows along the footpath. Hannah distracts her mind so that she doesn't imagine creatures reaching for her ankles. She is following her mother down to the sea. Her nightdress streams behind her in the soft wind. Quiet footsteps pad behind them, and she knows without looking back that her father is following with her little sister still asleep in his arms. On the shore, a handful of women are already waiting for them. She recognizes their faces in the rising dawn light, but the shaman is a stranger. The holy woman wears a red and royal blue traditional hanbok dress, and as soon as they descend upon the sand, the shaman begins to dance. The huddling figures step away from her twirling motions and form into a small group, mesmerized by the shaman's grace. She chants a greeting to the dragon sea god, welcoming him to their island, beckoning him to travel through the bamboo gates toward Jeju's tranquil shores. The sun sparkles on the horizon, a pinpoint of iridescent gold, and Hannah blinks at the newness of the coming day. It is a forbidden ceremony, outlawed by the occupying Japanese government, but her mother is insistent upon holding a traditional gut ritual before her first dive as a fully-fledged henya. The shaman is asking for safety and a bountiful catch. As the shaman repeats the words over and over, Hana's mother nudges her shoulder, and together they bow, foreheads touching the wet sand, to honor the dragon sea gods.